Concert Hall, presenting the great Spanish piano virtuoso, Jose Iturbe, the lovely voice of Rose Bampton, and your Concert Hall host, Lionel Barrymore.
Thank you, thank you. And welcome once again to Concert Hall, where the greatest artists of our time play for you the greatest music of all time. Jose Iturbe and Rose Bampton are our soloists today. For the great Spanish pianist is, as you may remember, a return engagement here in Concert Hall. He appeared here not so long ago with his sister, Ampara Iturbe, to play for you on two pianos. This time, however, it's a strictly solo performance. You know, Jose Iturbe is about the most versatile artist today in the entire concert world. He's an outstanding conductor, has composed some really original and beautiful pieces for the orchestra, and his piano recitals are solidly booked all over the United States. But imagine my surprise when I met him the other day out at the motion picture studio, acting in one of the leads of those super colossal, sensational, tremendous productions we turn out here in Hollywood. Now, all joking aside, Jose gave a wonderful performance as an actor. And as if that wasn't enough, after they were through shooting a scene, he'd sit down surrounded by all the actors and technicians, and he'd play boogie-woogie for them until nobody was any longer in the mood for picture-making but were all ready to cut a rug. Well, I have to disappoint you gentlemen who are addicts to jitterbugging. If you think Jose Iturbe's going to repeat that studio performance here in Concert Hall, you're mistaken. But if you are in the mood for a beautiful composition and one of its finest interpretations, then stand by and listen now as Jose Iturbe plays the first movement of the Concerto in B-flat minor by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jose Kirby. While our next soloist is a newcomer to Concert Hall, she's certainly long been established as one of the favorites with the American public. Rose Bampton, who is going to sing for you a Spanish song by Padilla, was born in Cleveland, Ohio. After studying at the famed Curtis Institute for Music in Philadelphia, she started on a professional career as a contralto. She later changed her register, though, and is considered today one of our finest sopranos. She's sung in concerts all over the country and has been a member of the Metropolitan Opera Company since 1932. She told me she couldn't quite make up her mind whether to sing for you a famous opera aria or rather the song she has actually chosen. But since we have Iturbe, the great Spanish artist, on the program, she thought it would be very appropriate to dedicate to him and his country one of the most beautiful songs of his homeland by Padilla, Rose Bampton.
Oyendo soprar le conocí el retorcido de masculino, el más castigo de goma de fil, y tan saldijo siguiendo perro no me corrí me trimití pero no acordaba un reposer y muy garboso si vino a mí cerró las campas en que sotiva y gana para nada a ti.
Thank you, Rose Bampton. Of all the great virtuosos of the past, hardly any has become such a legendary figure as Franz Liszt. He was unrivaled as the greatest piano player of his time, and he was equally famous as a composer and conductor. He sponsored new, young talent still struggling for recognition, among them Grieg, Tchaikovsky, Dvorak, and Borodin. As a matter of fact, his life story reads like a musical who's who. He was Richard Wagner's father-in-law, a personal friend of Brahms and Schumann. As a young boy, he was introduced to Beethoven, who was enthusiastic about him, and Franz Schubert was charmed by his grace and imaginative playing. In his later years, Liszt's turbulent love affairs in the higher circles of an aristocratic Europe added to make him one of the most sensational personalities on the continent. And with Byron, Liszt ranks among the most striking figures of the Romantic era. As a pianist, he's never been equaled. And as a composer, he's created many immortal works. Prominent among them is the popular and famous Hungarian Fantasy. Jose Iturbe is going to play it for you now as the closing work on this program. Liszt's Hungarian Fantasy, Mr. Iturbe.
Thank you.
thanks again to you, too, Rose Bampton. We really enjoyed your visit to Concert Hall. Well, that's about all we have time for now. But, gentlemen, don't forget, I'm waiting for your mail. Any artist you want to appear in Concert Hall, any composition you'd like to hear, let me know, and I'll do my best to get them for you. So until next time, good luck and goodbye.
Thank you, Lionel Barrymore. And men, why not follow Mr. Barrymore's suggestion? Just drop him a line with your requests to Concert Hall, Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. This is Ken Niles speaking. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.